So yeah, tonight we just wanted to talk about Russian dating, what it is, how you shouldn't promote it, how you should promote it, what's gotten good results for us in the past. And Eli's also going to talk about what they have available over at Above All Offers for promoting Dream Marriage and some information about traffic sources. So we'll go ahead and get started. What is Russian dating? So a lot of people, especially when we first set up the offer, I couldn't convince them that it was not a human trafficking front. Everybody thought it was just something very, very sketchy. It's not human trafficking. It's not mail order brides. You don't go into Dream Marriage and then purchase a woman for the low, low price of $99 or something. It is just a normal dating site, except that the women are all over in Russia and the Ukraine. So you go on, you make a profile, you try to be enticing to the women, and you get to know some of them. It's just more difficult because there's often a language barrier. Sometimes the girls don't have the greatest English. The Dream Marriage team can help with translating either online or in person. You can do video chats, online chats. Some men go over and actually visit the women in Ukraine or Russia or wherever. Dream Marriage does help with travel arrangements, things like that. So it's a legitimate company. It's a real way to meet Russian women. And you know, your promotion should reflect that, and you should feel good about knowing that it's not a human trafficking front that you're supporting. The offer, of course, is available on Above All Offers and a bunch of other good networks where you test if you really want to. You can promote it with U.S. and Canadian traffic, and you get a premium on the payout for those. But there are also a whole bunch of other countries you can see below, everything from like the traditional Canada or UK and Australia English traffic to some other unusual countries like South Africa that you don't always see. It can be a good source of relatively cheap traffic, and it still converts for us most of the time.
Do you have any data on what countries do the best or where people should start? I know I have some just from my tests, but did you want to say anything about that?
You know, it really depends on your traffic source. Some people really like South Africa, and they really like Italy and Spain because they can get cheaper traffic there. Sometimes that works in terms of quality, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on your creatives and stuff there as to whether that's going to work on the back end. But yeah, we've had people who do really well with almost every country, and probably the easiest is if you target the English-speaking ones, you get a higher percentage of people who can actually read your ads. But certainly not something you have to do.
Cool. And European countries work really well too, because people in Europe tend to be multilingual, and so the dating site for multilingual dating site tends to convert a lot better for them as well. They're more used to it than Americans are, who require the translators.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Yeah, nobody here speaks a second language. So the big issue that we have a lot of the times is that people go to their AMs and they say, how should I promote this offer? And the AMs, especially certain networks that I won't name, will say, oh, promote it to young men, like 21 to 30-year-old guys who are likely to be single, because they're thinking of all the other dating offers and they just throw this in with those. That does not work at all on Dream Marriage. I mean, you can get it to convert, especially if you use lots of big-boobed women, but it doesn't work in the long term. I'm sorry, David, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah. Are you there?
Okay, sorry, I got the network connectivity issue.
Oh yeah, just ignore that. Can you hear me? Yeah, just ignore that if you get it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it said it wasn't connected. So, yeah, young men just don't convert well on the back end. 30-plus is ideal. Some people do well targeting men in their 50s and 60s. Basically, if you're going to date a woman in Russia, it takes money, because you're going to spend money on the site, buying credits, getting things translated, making a trip over there. It's not something that the average 22- or 25-year-old guy is going to do. He just doesn't have the funds. And at the same time, guys of that age can go out to the local bars and get plenty of women. They don't have a shortage. They don't have a hard time meeting women. So it's just not their kind of a thing. Older men are ideal for something like this, especially the guys who have savings or high income. People who are well educated, a lot of them are divorced or widowed, and they're just not sure what to do. We've also found a lot of success targeting older guys with the really solitary careers, like the truckers who spend a lot of time on the road, farmers, guys out in the country. I actually used to live in a small town. That's where I grew up. I knew a couple guys who had gone to Russia or Bulgaria or the Ukraine, and they had found wives over there, and they were really happy. So it can work well when you're isolated from the cities and the bars and stuff. There are a couple of common approaches that I see a lot, and there's a typo there too. Ignore that. Basically, the number one thing I see is the rules lander, which we don't actually allow for dream marriage because 9 times out of 10, it talks about how you're going to go on the site and find people you went to school with, which, unless you went to school in Russia, you're not going to find on dream marriage. It also talks about, like, you know, you might find your secretary getting naked on the site or something, and that doesn't happen on dream marriage. It's a clean, as clean as a dating site can be. The pictures and profiles are all screened. And the other approach I see a lot is the boobs, boobs, boobs approach, which is just a screen full of half-naked women, usually obscenely large breasts, and some kind of copy about hooking up with women, how Russian women are easy or lusty or something just not right. Don't do that. It leads to a lot of really young men signing up and getting mad when they don't find what they were promised. So both of these approaches don't really work. You've got to understand the audience a little bit better, and that's something that we find a lot of people who promote the offer, I would say at least 90%, really don't have a good understanding of it. You're dealing with people who don't necessarily know if Russian dating is real. A lot of people see it and they think it's a total scam. A lot of the networks think that when we first talk to them. A lot of times they're jaded about local women. They're tired of sitting through dates and listening to some woman go on and on about her new purse or her new shoes or the Kardashians or whatever stupid local pop culture thing they have going on. They don't like the unfeminine American women because, you know, people have a kid or they get married and they cut their hair off and now it's all short and they're wearing sweatpants and they don't put on makeup and they don't cook. And, of course, that's not the reality for every woman in America or Switzerland or Sweden or wherever you're promoting, but it's the stereotype that these Russian women maintain themselves better, and maybe they do on average. They probably do, really. But guys are just sick of what they have locally, so you have to kind of relate to that and understand it.
It also pertains really well to the widowed as the marital status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And the divorced guys who are bitter because they want something completely different than their last wife. So you've probably seen this picture floated around the internet. I just grabbed it because I've seen people do the same kind of thing with the dream marriage offer, the concept more than the image. You know, the idea that this is your wonderful Russian woman and this is the average American woman stuffing her face with McDonald's or whatever other stereotype. That works pretty well on landing pages and in banners. So as long as you're using images that you have permission to use for advertising purposes, then you're probably good with that approach. Other things that we found work really well is emphasizing that Russian women are very family-oriented and that they like their children and their husbands and that, you know, just that they're very traditional. The idea that Russian women age well, which they often do. There are a lot of really, really attractive older women on dream marriage that you would not believe are the age that they actually are. And the you have nothing to lose approach when you talk about how much it costs to go on a date, how you could easily drop $100 or $200 or $300 on a night's date, depending on where you go, even more. And just say, well, you're signing up to dream marriage, it's free, you don't have anything to lose, just meet the women and see what they're about. So all of those very reasonable approaches work better than the big boobs and rules landers, but you just don't see people trying them. It's not the popular approach that people talk about in the forums and stuff. If you want to convince somebody to sign up for a Russian dating offer, we have found in some in-house tests, we don't actually run a lot of campaigns, but we do test new approaches once in a while, and we test different landing pages and banners just to see what's going to work. The steps we've identified as being really effective, first, you relate with the audience and bring up a pain point. So that could be like, you know, whether it's American gold diggers or unfeminine women or pop culture obsessed women or women who don't want to be women in the home, any of those things that you think your audience is going to identify with. You can point that out and get them a little bit irritated about the current American female situation. And then you want to go forward and show them what they could have if they don't do anything. You know, they could end up middle-aged and bitter, getting pushed around by some awful wife, or, you know, old and bitter and alone or whatever, versus if they do, where they end up with this lovely, feminine, foreign wife, and all their friends are jealous because she's cooking for him and, you know, entertaining for the family and whatnot. Just, you know, show them this is so much better if you take action. And finally, at the end of your landing page, at the end of your creatives, you want to reduce resistance and just say, you know, you have nothing to lose, so do this right now. And you have to have the call to action. A lot of people, amazingly enough, I've seen people who don't have any call to action on their landing page, which I thought that was common sense. Eli, anything to add with what you've seen?
Well, I was just going to say that it actually goes along really well with a lot of traffic we see from Facebook, especially on the international and the U.S. side, is where you target older men with that like to travel. A lot of travel keywords and stuff like that, because they already understand the concept of, you know, what type of women that they like around the world and how Russian women are very different from American women. And a lot of them really like that, and they tend to click on the ads a lot more and get higher CTRs just from that.
Yeah, definitely. And in any group of, like, higher net worth men, you tend to find that, too. They've all traveled enough that they're like, you know, I like the Thai women, and I like the Russian women. I don't want to think about what kind of things they're doing, but, you know, it's a good idea, a good angle. Yeah. So I just wanted to show a few of the creatives we've used that were successful with some small in-house tests. We used Plenty Official a lot because it's really high-quality traffic and it gives you that granular targeting. So if you want to promote Plenty of Fish or promote Dream Marriage on Plenty of Fish, talk to Ben. He can get you hooked up. But it works very well. We've targeted truck drivers with this ad showing a very large man that is very happy with his bride or girlfriend. We've also targeted people who have lost weight. That's actually an option on Plenty of Fish. And, you know, just show them a hot, attractive Russian woman that you can have. Targeting single dads. There's actually an entire landing page dedicated to this topic. I'll just escape out of here really fast. You can get this over at Above All Offers. And it's just a single Russian mom for single dads kind of thing. You can target the single dads, and they eat that right up.
Yep, we actually just launched all of those as well, all the variations as well as the international and the U.S. And don't forget, on the single dads, on POF, you can target retired as a profession as well. And that works really good, just like Stephanie was saying with the truck drivers and the secluded professions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good idea. This is just a simple lead impact campaign that some of the girls internally set up with some of the most basic keywords, the most basic URLs that you can imagine. And it was actually profitable at, I believe it was something like $3.75 or $4 a lead, which is less than what networks are paying out. And that was with no optimization and very, very little thought required to set something like that up. So, you know, lead impact is one traffic source you can use to get started. Just put in some of the other Russian dating sites, some other sites that would be frequented by older men. I know there's a popular website that a guy runs, and he just talks nonstop about Russian women. Just sites like that, anything that you think these people would be interested in, and then maybe widower support groups or divorced dad sites or even sites about, like, getting custody of your kids or, you know, things where you look into the compete data, find that it's more men, and go from there, more older men. But yeah, very, very simple campaign, and it worked.
And you can also duplicate it across the entire international. Not a lot of people know this. Well, I mean, a lot do, but, quite a few people don't. Traffic Vance actually allows you to have a full international account. They don't just specialize in U.S. traffic. So if you hit up your, like, Above All Offers AM or the AM at your network, they can actually set you up over there with international account, totally separate deposit, totally separate account, and you can run on all 12 countries for Dream Marriage and duplicate it across. Same thing with newer sources like 50 Red.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you happen to know on the international traffic vans, do they allow racier things than the U.S.-based?
No, they maintain the same rules.
Yes. They won't let you promote Dream Marriage, unfortunately, on traffic vans. They're pretty strict on that. I've got them to let me run it before, but then they just changed their mind and decided not to. So you might see it running on there, but yeah, if they do their cloaking or something, unfortunately.
I've seen people get them on the international, but I'm not sure if they're actual rules against it, and I haven't seen anyone on the U.S. side. But there's still a lot of contextual companies that will do it, and there's also newer ones, like I mentioned, 50 on Red, that will allow it. It is a very clean offer, so unless there's a lot of competition or they have an exclusivity, they'll usually let something like that through if you just show them what you're running.
Yeah, I've heard of some people getting it approved on traffic vans, but only in very limited cases and only when they made super, super clean landing pages, like no cleavage and nothing, no kind of suggestive text or anything.
And likewise, that's the benefit of running through a network is we can help you negotiate that stuff and get stuff through that you might not be able to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I know some people have managed to push it through on Site Scout too. Lead Impact definitely allows it. I think the girls at Dream Marriage actually called and Ad Parian said that they allowed it. So there are definitely traffic sources, but it's not as easy as if you were promoting Match.com.
Yeah. Sure. We had a question about when you were showing the Lead Impact slide about what kind of landers work for those types of targets in Lead Impact.
Sure. Yeah. And landing pages, I did want to talk about that a little bit. Let me just pull this up. So one of the things that we've found, and I'll show you the most successful landing page we've had to date is coming up right now. This one with this blonde girl. And she's a little bit busty and everything, but it's not too bad. It doesn't get approved on the more conservative traffic sources, but it works really well where you can get it approved. Anything in general with super high contrast we've found to work really well. So when there are like bright colors and high contrast between the girl in the background and the girl in her clothes, it generally gets a higher conversion rate. Some other things we've found, blondes almost always outperform the brunettes. Cleavage helps a lot. One of the weird things that I noticed is that having a girl where you can see the hourglass figure versus like just showing boobs and not really showing that curve, it converts better. We tested a few different creatives, both banners and landing pages with different layouts and poses, and the ones where you could really see her curves, those converted better. Light backgrounds, of course, almost everybody knows. They tend to outperform the darker ones. And like I said, the high contrast really helps. And this document that I'm going through really quickly, you can also get that. I think David's going to make it available to everybody who was on the webinar.
Yeah, I posted it in the chat. There's a link to download it.
Okay, cool.
And by the way, that's that blonde wheel right there is offer number 2472 in AAO.
Okay, cool.
And it has been doing very well. It's been our top performer.
Yeah, that's the number one across every network is that particular landing page with that girl. We've tried it with other girls in some cases, I think, and it didn't work as well. We tried it in some different colors. It didn't work as well. We had an autumn version that I don't remember how that one performed, but it'll come available during that season, I'm sure. Colors, bright colored dresses and clothing. So if you're picking from creatives to make your banners or something, always go for the brighter colors. I know we gave Eli a huge database of cell phone pictures to work with. There was a contest at Dream Marriage and the girls submitted cell phone pictures and they gave permission to be used in ads. So they're all perfectly legal. You don't have to steal images or scrape them from Google Images or whatever. You've just got hundreds to pick from. And Eli, do you know how do they get access to those?
Yep, in the offer card, there is actually all the direct download links to the zip files that have all the packages. And yeah, lots of selfies. So there's no reason to use images from Google Image Search or anything like that. These images work better than anything we've pulled out of packages and stuff like that. So it's a fantastic resource to just download all 5 packages and browse through them and use them.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, and if you really want something a little more formal, we have them. You can log into the site with your free trial and get other images of girls and get their member IDs and stuff. But the cell phone pictures seem to do the best for everybody. What were you going
to
say, David?
Going back to the lead impact landing page thing, someone also asked if like a screenshot style lander would work. I haven't really found screenshot landers to work very well in the dating niche, so Dream Marriage included. The stuff that I've had the best luck with is just something really basic like, bullet points and picture on the left and then call to action on the right. You can use video. I believe actually Dream Marriage has some. I don't know if you guys make it available to affiliates though, do you?
There is a video lander. I know. I'm not sure. Eli, do you guys have that one set up?
No, we don't, but we definitely can.
Yeah, we can get that set up pretty quickly. Somebody I noticed commented that Facebook doesn't allow Russian sites. No, they technically don't, but we've seen a lot of people, you know, the disposable account type people getting it through, and the quality is usually pretty good. So, you know, it may not be allowed, but some people do it.
A lot of stuff isn't allowed on Facebook, but gets through.
Sure. But yeah, the amateur pitchers, definitely check those out for landing pages. You can also make something kind of like a profile style landing page. And with Dream Marriage, it's cool. You can actually do that because you can see profiles and you can link to them like that. So.
Wow, I'm just reading through some of these questions. Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, pastels up here. It talks about pastels. Light pink's probably the only one I've seen work well. So when you're picking your creatives, just kind of keep that in mind. Older women can work, but always go for like a bright, happy expression and bright colors. People who look carefree rather than old and dejected really works well. Because if you're targeting men up to 60, you can easily use 40-something women, and some of them actually prefer 40-something women because they don't want to be dating their granddaughters.
Yeah.
Eli, did you have anything to talk about with, what Above All Offers has and the traffic sources and stuff?
Yes, we have. Not only can we negotiate with your traffic sources and get you in, but we have the split between the U.S. and Canada, so you get the higher payout on the Canada. We're working on a mobile version, and we can automatically split your traffic based on that, or we can teach you how to split. Then we have the international, which is the full international spectrum that they offer, which is the UK, New Zealand, Australia, Norway, France, Sweden, Italy, Germany. There's quite a few more, but particularly the United Arab Emirates is really good, and Belgium and Israel are a lot that people don't target. But yeah, we have all of the variations. We have a total of 9 set up right now with the elevated payouts, and you're always welcome to communicate with us. We can get you pay bumps on quality, and I think Stephanie gave some really good tips on how to keep your quality up. Quality makes a big difference in making a high ROI, because as soon as those payouts start going up and you start bringing in better and better quality, then you can start really outbidding your competitors.
Hey, Stephanie,
we're more than happy to help out with all that stuff, because we're very competitive.
Cool. Stephanie, I was just going to ask, with quality, how do you guys judge that? How many leads do you look at, or what kind of time frame, and how is that different than what people might be used to promoting other types of dating offers?
It's typically a little bit longer of a time frame than what you'd see with like a traditional dating site, but it's getting better. We actually have our backend is custom coded, so we in the past had a weakness in the data. We didn't always have as much as we'd like finding out who put in a credit card and being able to pull that in simple reports. anyway, the system has been improved recently. So we have a lot more data than we used to. We can generally tell quality around the 100 lead point rather than we used to wait for 500. Because the way the backend works is maybe 1% of the people who come in as leads will end up actually buying something. So that you never see that on another dating offer on some like Match.com or something. They have to have higher conversion rates. But with Dream Marriage, we find that the bulk of the money comes from a very small number of people who make massive purchases, like tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years, talking to girls and chatting with girls, doing video chats and stuff. They spend a lot of money. So yeah, you're going for those that small number of people, and it takes longer to gauge quality.
Cool. Okay, thanks. Cool. Yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to...
I'm just trying to scroll through some of these.
Oh, I think I cleaned up the ones. You might have to refresh it or something.
Okay, yeah, somebody was flooding it with rude comments.
We have a few trolls. That's okay. We'll answer questions in the App Playbook forum as well afterwards.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but if you guys have any questions, feel free to type them in the question box, and we'll go over them. So that campaign that was run on Lead Impact, when was that?
That was just a couple months ago.
Okay, cool. Something that works really good on Lead Impact, and actually a lot better than on Traffic Vance, is you can bid on a lot more variations. So if you have like any kind of tool that you can run a target through and spit out a bunch of variations, you can get potentially like thousands of targets. Something else that I've done that I've gotten some really good targets for, and I didn't actually know this until I did it. There are a ton of Russian dating sites out there. They're not all, you know, paid or offers or anything. Obviously, there's only a few of those, but I had a subscription to that tool, Keyword Spy, and I just ran some Russian dating type keywords through there, and I scraped together a list of, I don't know, I think it's close to like 1,000 sites that were related to Russian dating. So there are quite a lot of different sites that you can target. Most people are just going to target, you know, like Anastasia, and there's a few other ones that you can find doing a quick Google search. But if you really want to do well with this on PPV, you kind of have to scrape all those and bid on them. A lot of them are going to be really low traffic, so you know, you just kind of have to let those run and see how they play out. We have a question here about translation. So Stephanie, do you guys translate, or Eli, do you guys see stuff translated like when you go to different countries?
You mean like on the landing page?
Yeah, or landing page or creatives, I'm assuming he means.
We do have a few that have been translated. Historically, though, the best quality traffic has come from English anyway, because the inside of the site is in English, and you know, inside the site, you can get things translated to Russian and back and forth if you needed. But the site itself is in English, so it performs best if you have a landing page and banners in English.
Yeah. I'll just say, too, with other dating offers, not just Dream Marriage, I've often split tested between the language or the country that I'm targeting and English. And a lot of times, English does better. I think, like Stephanie was saying in the beginning, we forget that people from other countries are usually fluent in more than one language. It's not like here where we mostly just speak English. So keep that in mind. That might be something to split test if you guys, because a lot of people seem to be really worried about translating into the language of the country they're targeting or showing ads in, and that's not always the best thing to do, I found.
Mm-hmm.
Another question here. Sorry I was late, but what traffic sources do you recommend, and is adult dating allowed?
Well, adult dating's not allowed, just because it's not really an adult kind of thing. It's for serious dating, people who want to get married and maybe, you know, have a long-term relationship with someone. It's not for people looking to hook up. In terms of traffic sources, probably the number one traffic source we have is Plenty of Fish. It's the highest quality, and they send a reasonable amount of volume. Lead Impact has been good for some people. Some people just like to spam social media, and that sometimes works. AdParium, I know some people can get it through on Site Scout. Mm-hmm. And Eli was saying 50 on Red.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and there's a lot of target options on POF.
Yeah, there are.
POF is incredible.
I'm just reading through these questions. Yeah, if you guys do POF too, I don't know if you've seen POF Pro. It's like the new... Tom came out with it. It's a, I guess, like, campaign management tool. Have you played around with that at all, Eli, or any of your AMs?
Yeah, there's actually several tools, and we helped beta it. And your AM can definitely connect you to a few tools that helps you get a lot of split testing campaigns up, because you'll want to test a lot of images. And we have four total packs for right around 30 megs worth of images zipped up. So it's a good idea to split test a lot of them. And like Stephanie said, the high colored ones, the bright ones, and the blondes work really well. So we can help you get those mass uploaded as well.
Cool. Yeah, I just put a link to POF Pro if you guys want to check it out. I think they do like a, yeah, free for 30 days. And yeah, it's pretty good. So if you guys want to check that out. Cool. Other questions? Or anything else we should get into with Dream Marriage or discuss?
Yeah.
Stephanie, what do you see as far as different traffic sources? Are there some that people have a harder time with quality on, or is it really just more about how you promote it?
There are a couple. It's mostly how you promote it. We do find that people who use like torrent sites and streaming video sites that are targeted at the young gamer crowd do really badly because they're targeting young men and they're generally using the big boobs approach, and it's just not the right message to draw in people who are actually going to spend money and be serious.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I know for sure, like on PPV and some other traffic sources, when people first start out promoting Dream Marriage, or I guess this applies for any kind of dating offer, you know, with dating, it's fairly easy to get a really high click-through and even sign-ups, but that usually doesn't translate into the best quality. So, you know, it's kind of hard to understand that when you first start out and you have something up there that, you know, it might be like a rules style lander, or, you know, you're showing boobs all over the place or talking about free chat and you're getting really good conversions, but then, you know, 100 leads down the line, you get kicked off from an offer. So you kind of have to plan that out from the start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's the competitive rate for Dream Marriage? Eli, do you know your current payouts?
Yeah, we have 5 for international as our street and 6 for the U.S. Canada.
Yeah, I think that's about as high as you're going to find anywhere, if not a little higher, since you guys have the U.S. and Canada payout set up. Yeah.
And definitely pay bumpable on volume and quality, too. And it doesn't take very long to get a quality check.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if the quality is really good, and Eli comes to me, we can sometimes push the pay up even a little bit higher.
Cool.
How do you find competing with Anastasia Date and their aggressive nature? You know, the Anastasia Date people ran into some of the Dream Marriage people at, I think, AdTech or somewhere, and they said that the I do think we have a better offer. We're more responsive to requests, and we tend to understand the affiliate community a little bit better, you know, just in terms of what goes on. I think we police the offer a little harder, too. But, you know, if there's a certain kind of landing page people want to see, we have designers on duty all the time. So we have a ton of different landing pages that people just aren't taken advantage of. And I know Anastasia Date tends to stick with a few.
Okay, cool. There's a question about, on your LP, what type of FTC disclaimer should be used?
You know, if you're doing some kind of testimonial, of course you need a disclaimer. If you're mostly just want to be truthful, I'm not a lawyer, of course. Talk to Aaron Kelly or somebody if you want a specific legal opinion. But in general, if you use images that we've given you the right to use and you're telling the truth, you shouldn't run into any problems.
Okay, cool.
And don't use people's logos either. One thing I see a lot is people stealing logos from like CNN and the New York Times and publications like that, saying that those things wrote about dream marriage, and maybe some of them did, but most of the time it's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, same goes for the like McAfee logos and stuff like that that people put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens a lot.
For sure. Cool.
Is that the end of the questions?
I think
just scrolling back through the dirty ones really quickly to see if I missed anything.
No, I think we're at the end. Does anybody have any other questions that they want to ask? Yeah, so yeah, basically someone said if it's not real, don't post it. Yeah, for your landing pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good advice, but not many affiliates follow it.
Yeah.
I think we covered just about everything.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, you can contact Eli, contact me if it's about dream marriage, and I'll send you back to Eli probably. Or, you know, ask David in the forum. He knows a lot about the offer too.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll post this webinar so you guys can...
Oh, someone says one thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
See that? Okay, now we're all waiting on this guy.
Yeah, that's okay.
No pressure.
Oh. Instead of you clear her messages on F Playbook. That's funny. Oh, now you're publicly shamed into doing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I clean up my inbox.
Yeah. Or if you don't, I'll do it. So. Yeah, increase her space. That's a good idea. I'm going to go in and put it so you can get like 1,000 PMs now.
Awesome. Thank
you. All righty. This was a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.